Ross O'Curtis.
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Play along at home. 81199. Let me know how you do.
Oh, Ross O'Curtis.
I thought you'd have had it revoiced with Dervla Kerwin by now.
Dervla Kerwin. Who won yesterday? Chappers.
No, Becky did.
Oh, yeah, you really won
yesterday. She felt it was a hollow victory.
It was a hollow victory because you claimed your singing was in tune.
Oh, yeah.
Here's today's.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know you too.
You're going to ask us whether they sing in tune?
Nah.
Right.
You may be aware that they are on the Live Lounge, exclusive Live Lounge with Joe Wiley, tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. Oh, sorry, Joe.
So very nice.
And you'll be able to watch it online and hear it on Radio 1. Now, Zane Lowe met them recently. Okay. And he did an Oh, What's Occurring question for us. I know. How good is this? This is the question.
Oh, what's a...
Yes, sir.
This to you, right? This is the challenge. You have 30 seconds to name as many U2 songs as you possibly can. This could all either go incredibly well or spectacularly badly.
30 seconds.
Right, that's the question.
Right.
That's the challenge. 30 seconds to name as many U2 songs as they can. Bono and the Edge, how many in 30? Becky?
12. Because they've got to think and say, haven't they?
More than that.
They've had a lot of songs.
I could go tactical, but I think that wouldn't be in the spirit of the game, so I'll say 17.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are you two trying to name as many of their songs as they can in 30 seconds.
30 seconds starts now. Go.
Okay, go. 11 o'clock, tick-tock. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Out of Control. Miss Sarajevo. Right. Where the Streets Have No Name. Moment of Surrender. No Line on the Horizon.
Well, sometimes you can't make it on your own.
Vertigo.
Vertigo, yes.
Vertigo. Pride.
Pride.
Thank you.
I said that. Yeah, you said that.
That's awful.
Is that the worst?
That's awful. That is awful.
We were being very polite that we were sort of doing one of the...
You had it. Itch had it because he was thinking while you were fumbling.
Yeah. Yes, you know. I was having a fumble, as I often do. Some of my favourite time on my own is fumbling.
Anchor.
Good. Glad we left that in.
I didn't know they were going to do alternately. That was their downfall, I think.
Even so, they were rubbish. Think how many songs they've had. Zayna to say Vertigo and Pride. And they said Miss Sarajevo, which they were on that song, but it wasn't them, it was by Passengers. It wasn't a U2 song.
By Passengers?
Yeah. Right, they were just on it.
So you're not counting that?
Even though
they were on it?
No, it's not a U2 song.
Very strict rules,
Not a U2 song. So they don't know any of their songs.
Well, they know some of them.
Not many, considering how many they've had. So, the answer was 9. Yes. Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Feel let down.
You thought they were going to storm it, didn't you?
I did, really, yeah. Last time I trust Bono.
Now, you know how I get into TV shows quite late?
Yeah.
I found another one that I'm quite surprised that I like. This happened last night. My flatmate recorded this show. I don't know whether he meant to or not, because I'm not aware that he is a fan of it, but it was on there anyway. You know when you're deleting stuff that you've recorded?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll stick that on, because I've never really seen it before. So I had a look, and the show was... 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. What? Have you seen it?
No.
It's actually quite good. I know we've dissed it before, but I would be able to get into it.
I've never seen it, so I can't comment.
It was just recorded, so I just thought I'd put that on. There was nothing else on. The trouble is, this is a dilemma for me. I think I'm the only person that watches it. Or could be.
No.
Because, you know, remember when Spooks was on? Everybody in the office... All over the country were like, oh, did you see Spooks last night? Oh my god, brilliant. Oh, don't tell me what happens, don't tell me what happens. Same with, like, The Apprentice. I came into Radio 1 today, and I'm like, anyone watch 2 Pints of Lager? Nobody. And I don't think I've ever met anyone who watches it, have you?
No, I don't think so, no.
And that's annoying because I want to share the plot lines.
You would have been watching a completely different episode anyway because yours was from your your box.
At least we can talk about the characters. And
did you see the one where? Is it one of them?
Yeah. Who came to anyone today? Not one person. So, we went out onto the streets of London earlier and we asked people, do they like 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps? We did this because I just want someone to talk to about it. So how many of them do like it, do you think?
How many people did you ask? Roughly.
Seven. Roughly.
Roughly seven.
Yeah.
And if anybody says yes, then you've kept their details and you're going to talk to them, are you?
Yeah, we've got their numbers, right. So I can ring them and go, did you see the one where...
So how many people say they watch 2 pints of lager? Out of seven,
yeah,
on Stupid Street,
yeah. There's loads of texting coming out. Oh, two pints is amazing.
There you go. You've got loads of phone numbers. You can ring them up and have a chat about it.
Ben loves it. Jay in Cheltenham.
Apparently, the live one was brilliant.
Oh, two. Becky. Yeah.
None. Not because I'm being unfair, but because I've never...
It's actually quite good.
I've never found anyone... None of my friends watch it, and we normally speak to people who are on holiday in London, so they've probably never even heard of it.
Chappa says two, you say none.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many people on Stupid Street actually watch 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps?
The TV show 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Do you like it at
no.
all?
My boyfriend quite liked it, I think. Which I find odd.
It's not very funny. Actually, I shouldn't say that because I know someone who's in it. Actually, it's really funny. It's very, very quick-witted and really sums up British society.
What do you think of it?
That's great. When the cookies were chasing the girl. The biscuit, you know, the jam biscuit? Yeah, it was chasing.
I want to see that one.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
A couple of my friends have watched it, but we don't rave about it or talk about it that often. The only time I remember we talked about it was when we saw one of the guys in it out once, and we said, hey, that's the guy from Holy City, which I think we should get wrong.
So do any of your mates like it?
I've got one or two friends.
And they watch it, do they?
Yeah, they do, unfortunately. I don't know why. I really don't. They just stay at home and watch that, yeah.
I don't know that anybody that's seen it would like to see another episode.
We've actually had discussions about this. We don't know why they keep making new series. We don't know anyone that likes it.
I tell you what it's good for. Late at night, when you're a little bit inebriated, you just put BBC Three on and you're like, there's 2 pints of lager and then some programme about naked people.
It's BBC Three. Wow. Apparently the Halloween one is brilliant. Thanks for all your advice on this, because obviously I've just got into it now. It's been on for about 9 years.
I want to see that episode where they're talking about on there, where they get chased by some biscuits.
Biscuits, that sounds good as well, you see? Now you've heard that, you're like, oh, I'm going to check that out.
I'm intrigued.
The answer was two. Chappers gets the point.
Hang on.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah.
Well, she's not on in the mornings anymore because Joe Wiley's back. Whee! Now, Sarah, you know when she was on in the morning, she used to talk about food a lot, as we've discovered before on Know What's Occurring. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly realised, I think that since she's been on, we have caught it off her. I think we've talked about food more than you reckon.
Have we?
Yeah. So my question to you. This week, which of us, out of us three, me, you, Becky... Which of us has mentioned the most food items?
Becky.
I think Becky.
I was going to say me too. Can I say me too or not?
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Me as well.
You're both saying Becky.
I'm obsessed.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
First of all, here's me talking about food this week. Pick and mix. Cut the cake. Pick and mix. Tart. Pick and mix. Dinner on Saturday. Pick and mix. White mice. Mushy peas. White mice. Skinny cappuccino. Pick and mix. Jam sandwich. White mice. Double pork. White mice. Double pork. White mice off of pick and mix. Cheese. White mice off of pick and mix. Cheese. Lunch. Cheese. Beefs. Cheese. Chimichanga. Cheese. Food. Mexican restaurant. Chimichanga. Mexican restaurant. Chimichanga. Was it a Mexican theme pub? The chimichanga. Mexican fried burritos. Chimichanga. To eat a penguin. Fruity. burrito.
Chimichanga.
Chinese fried burrito.
Couldn't possibly eat another thing.
Subway. Tiny piece of cucumber, please. With stuffing a foot long.
Do a 6-inch.
Subway.
Pancake, maple syrup, nuts.
Get a foot long down me.
A hamburger.
Had a little drink.
Beef cappuccino. Double pork. I ate a grape once in 1996.
Foodstuffs. Airline food. The soft biscuit is the way forward.
And Rolo's biggest fan of Jammy Dodgers.
Lactose-free Rolo.
Tea.
Wow.
That's see, you just don't realise
you're
doing it.
Do you?
That is weird. A lot of them were me doing an impression of Sarah Cox, though.
No, not all of them. No, you can't blame Coxie for all of that.
Okay.
A lot of them, you weren't doing impressions of her.
48 times I mentioned food this week. Now on to Becky.
Chimichanga swine. Pick a mixed cheese chimichanga.
Oh.
Five? I had 48. Okay, here's Chappers.
Pick a mix. White mice jelly sweets, cheese and wine, chimichanga.
Turkey.
And an Alan Carr Scott sandwich.
That's not strictly food. No,
that isn't something you'd want to eat.
Well, you
got... Oh, it looks by far that you
it's
are
you.
The...
I'm the chief food boy. You said seven, so I talked about food the most this week. I'm
sounds
really shocked
right.
at that. So today it's a draw. No one gets that point. It's a draw, and I was a curry.